And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The Trump administration's proposal to open up the fragile North Carolina coastline to offshore oil drilling was front and center again last week when the U.S. Department of Interior's Bureau of Ocean and Energy Management hosted an event at a Raleigh hotel. Sadly, the event was, for several reasons, a microcosm of the debate that has taken place so far under the Trump administration's biased watch. First, it was more like a science fair than a hearing. Attendees could get information, but not testify in public. Instead, those who wanted to speak out could only type their comments into a computer. Secondly was the fact that the event took place in Raleigh, hours away from the area and people who would be most affected. Finally, to complete the picture, there was the juxtaposition of 400 protesters loudly chanting "Save Our Coast," while a small party of petroleum industry insiders dined next door in a catered private reception. The bottom line, offshore drilling has the real potential to be a disaster for the health and economy of our coast. Unfortunately, by all indications, Trump administration officials have no interest in using a genuine process to assess the risks. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.